Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
I was reminded of two words that have helped me deal with stress and overwhelm, and I had to share them with you. I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. And those two words are not today. What does that mean and how does that fit with overwhelm or stress? I was reminded just this week about those two words, because this week I had dedicated the majority of my time working on one project. I have a new book coming out. I've been working with my grandson, Gideon, to create a new book, which I finished compiling it this week. This week I was putting it all together. Gideon and I worked together on creating this book. I'm really excited, and I don't want to reveal too much of the information yet to you. I put a post on Facebook with a little picture of a taco. That's a clue, has something to do with the book, a taco. But this week, I was focused on really working on the book and getting it put together. Gideon and I had worked on it. He created characters and other things for it. I created other things for it and was putting it together in the layout. And this week, I was focusing on it, but I was stressing. On Monday, I was nervous. I was stressed. Why? I've written books before. This is a different kind of book. I've never done a book like this before. I was nervous. What am I doing? I never did this before. But I had to remember a number of things. One was how this idea came to be. I didn't begin this year going, oh, I'm going to write a different kind of book. Oh, I'm going to do a project with my grandson. That was not an idea in my head at the beginning of the year. Nope, this just came about. It's actually, I believe, a gift God dropped in my heart for both me and my grandson to do this project together and to bring this gift of this book to the world to help people in a certain area. There I go being cryptic again, because I don't want to reveal too much of it, but I do want to get you intrigued about this book. But Monday I was very nervous because I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. It was a different kind of book I'd never done before, but I had done other books, so I was familiar with a lot of the book process, even though it has been a few years since I did certain aspects of the process, because writing a book and publishing a book is a huge thing. There are so many things you have to do with it, down to what kind of font do you want and how big do you want the font to be? What color do you want the paper to be? How big do you want the margins? Things like that people don't think about. When you pick up a book to read, do you think, wow, I wonder how wide these margins are. I wonder, you know, how far it goes into the center, which is called the gut. We don't think of that when we're reading a book. No. So on Monday, when I sat down to put these things together, and how am I going to put it together, and what order, and how is it going to work, and I have my graphic artist already lined up for who I'm going to be working with, so I took comfort in that. But where I really took comfort in was I felt like God started this thing, and so I was going to trust him. But then back to those two words of not today. You're probably going, wow, you really got off topic. Really? I didn't, because I hope to convey a whole lot of the that I was feeling on Monday. You ever feel like that? Ever feel stressed? Feel overwhelmed? I can't do all this. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I going to do? I don't know how I'm going to accomplish this. I don't have enough time. And maybe you're thinking about something you need to do next month or next year, and you have it all on your plate today. And see, Monday, I had the whole book on my plate on one day. But what I had to do was break it down to, what am I going to do today and what am I going to do not today? And so whatever was not today, I could just take that off my plate, and then all the stress or overwhelm that wanted to be connected to that, I didn't have it anymore because it wasn't on my plate, because it's not today. Not today. Not today. Do I need to know that? Not today. Do I need to do that part of it? Not today. Do I need to have that done? Not today. What do you have going on in your life? Are you borrowing worry, overwhelm from tomorrow? What can you move off of your plate in your mind and in your emotions, because you don't need to do that today? You don't need to finish that today. You don't need to pay that bill today. And that's not to say you don't want to pay your bills, because we need to do things to do that. So if whatever you need to do that, we have to do our work, but we can't do everything every day. Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, one day at a time. I mean, people say that one day at a time, but Jesus said that basically in his own words, one day at a time. Don't live tomorrow today. We only have today. So not today. What do you got going on in your life? And are you feeling and thinking and kind of living on the inside in things that are not today? Because if it's not today, let it go. Put it in tomorrow. Put it in, you know, next Tuesday or Saturday or, you know, next month or wherever it goes. Because we can't do everything all the time. We're one person. You're one person. You can't do everything. You can't be everywhere. You can't do everything. And we can't do all things at once. So I want to encourage you to be kind to yourself and remember those two words, not today. And just whittle down to today what has to be done today. Maybe that's not even a small enough little measure for you. As I'm saying this, I feel like the Lord is giving me something else. If you need it to even be a little bit smaller than not today, maybe it's not this morning. Maybe it's not this afternoon. You know, maybe it's not right at this moment. Whatever thing is to make that room for peace in your heart by removing the things that don't belong right now. It's not right now. Not right now. And empower yourself to do what you can do now and save that energy. We use energy. And when we worry and we fret and we're overwhelmed and we're nervous, we're anxious, it uses energy. It makes us tired. It uses our energy. So save energy. Remember those two words, not today. And focus on what you need to do today. And ask God for help. He will help you. He helped me. I made it through the week. I got the whole thing, whole book all put together. I have the center part called, the manuscript done. I have the front matter. And I have the back matter. And I have ideas for the cover. And I have them all sent to my graphic artist. She has tomorrow off. And so tomorrow I have to tell myself, not today. You're not going to get any answers today. So then I'll just move to the next day. And then we'll be moving forward. I don't have a publication date for my book yet, but I am so excited about it. It is completely different than I've ever done before. It's going to be so much fun, and you're going to want a copy, and you're going to want to buy copies for your grandkids. You're going to want to buy copies for your friends, and it's really exciting, and I'll tell you more when we get a little bit closer. So until next time, mwah, I love you today.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.